Hey, Red, this is your chance.
Now, I'm going to say, you want to hear the poem, please?
Yeah. All right.
For the whitest voice you had ever seen, try new Tide, a new voice machine. And quick as a flash, they're all through, and the time you say will be all for you.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, our scene stars, the Four Knights, Lorraine Tuttle, Mr. Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook, will be me, Rod O'Connor. He doesn't spend all his time clowning before the cameras for MGM or broadcasting for Procter & Gamble. No, sir. And just to prove it, let's go on a shopping spree with Red Skelton.
Miss Skelton, I thought you were going shopping.
Well, I am. I'm just looking through the paper for some bargains. Hey, here's a good deal. Listen to this. Fire sale. All goods, 50% off. Store opens at 10 a.m. right after we get the fire started.
You better keep away from them sales, Mr. Skelton.
Yeah.
Remember what happened to you the last sale you went to?
Yeah, I went to another one the other day. Mickey Corn's Haberdashery.
His prices haven't been cut. They've been rubbed out.
Yeah, and you were so carried away. You bought 3 tweed bulletproof vests.
Yeah. And the writer that wrote that had better wear all 3 of them. I'm going to shoot him.
You're a traitor to accept jokes like that.
Oh, Mr. Skelton, you shouldn't talk to your houseboy that way.
Boy. Get a load of the boy, will you?
This guy is so old, he still has goose pimples from the Ice Age.
Well, I admit I'm not as young as I used to be.
You never were. Look, why don't you come and go shopping with me?
No, I wouldn't even consider it.
Why?
Oh, no, all
ooh,
that.
Yeah,
no,
ooh.
I say no, no,
this
sir.
Is the exciting part.
I know. All that money changing. Ooh. Don't you know that money is full of all kinds of germs that cause diseases? Why, you couldn't pay me to touch that filthy stuff.
Really?
No.
You ever thought of running for president? We could use a guy like you along about right now. Hey, isn't it wonderful? Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what's so wonderful about money? President Roosevelt got his head on a dime, and Truman is trying to get his hands on all of it. And it ain't in here either. I probably won't be next week myself.
Mr. Skelton, I wonder if while you're downtown, you pick up a few items for the house.
Oh?
One thing that we do need is a new mousetrap.
Why, are the mouses complaining?
Well, you've got to admit, but we've been using the same trap for a long time.
Yeah?
The spring's so sharp that instead of catching the mice, it just massages them and then lets them go.
They like it so well, they're bringing their own cheese with them. Well, I might have to buy myself some new socks, you know.
Oh, yeah? I thought Mr. Skelton was knitting you a pair of argyles.
It's going to be a scarf now. She got in the wrong lane and couldn't make a turn at the corner. What else do we need? Anything else?
Well, I do need a 1950 calendar for the kitchen.
Well, now, I got you an Esquire calendar to hang up in the pantry.
Yes, I know, Mr. Skelton, but I couldn't restrain myself. I'm already up to July.
Well, can you think of anything else you need from downtown?
Oh, yes. There's one more thing.
What's that?
And I'd appreciate if you'd get me an electric blanket. You know, these nights are pretty cold.
I've got news for you, bub.
Huh?
You'll use smudge pots like the rest of us. Well, give me the list you've got there. I'll try to pick up some of that stuff. I'll see you later, Fred.
Yeah, I do hope so.
Yeah, I do too. I'll establish the sound effects like Vinny does. Oh, darn, I forgot that Georgia is using the car. Oh, well, I'll ride the bus. Whoop. Oh, hi, O'Connor.
Hi, Skelton. Why are you walking? Turn back a page and find out.
Hey, how about giving me a lift downtown? I want to do some shopping.
Well, sure, hop in. I'm driving the Four Knights down to the recording studio.
Oh, I didn't see you guys back there. How are you, fellas?
Living, man. Living.
Fine. Hey, is this a new car?
Yeah, how do you like it?
Well, but you just bought a new car 2 months ago. How come you got this one?
Well, I couldn't keep up the payments on the other one, so I bought this. Well, should we start downtown?
No, let's just sit here for a while and drive the sponsor crazy. Come on, let's go, huh? Hey, what are you boys going to record?
An old one that's getting popular again. Old Miss Hannah.
Mocking birds and singing, and the moon and shining bright. Roses am a nodding and swaying in the breeze. Get on your Sunday, go to meeting clothes, and come along, please. Get together, band is drumming. Get together, fiddle call. Get together, folks are dancing in the Art Fellows Hall. Wheels are strolling down the levee by the light of the moon. Listening to the fiddle and the mocking bird tune. Oh, Miss Hannah, the cotton fields and white as snow. Way out on the river, I can hear those steamboats blow. Music and the moonlight have got me in a trance. Oh, Lordy me, Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance. Oh, Miss Hannah, the cotton fields and white as snow. Way out on the river, I can hear those steamboats blow. Music and the moonlight have got me in a trance. Oh, Lordy me, Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance. Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance.
Here's a brand new Tide Miracle. Now with Tide, you can get your wash sparkling clean without rinsing. That's right, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you don't have to rinse. Here's why. Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. So when you wring or spin dry your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes come out clean, white, fresh. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily, smell sweet and clean. Yes, I said clean. You know how clean Tide has always washed your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, we want you to try Tide without rinsing and compare the results. Why, it's unbelievable how bright, fresh, and clean your clothes will be. And think of the time and work you save. You can cut your wash day work in half. Yes, it's another new wash day miracle from Tide. Try it. Use Tide. And get your clothes really clean without rinsing.
Tide is dirt. How Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Come on, Roger.
Boy, these January clearance sales sure bring a lot of shoppers downtown.
Yeah,
careful
yeah.
Careful crossing the street, Red.
Yeah, what? Hey, look out, here comes a car. Tourist!
Must have been an out-of-towner. He missed me.
Say, here's the main entrance to the store. Now, watch those revolving doors.
Yeah, they're kind of tricky, aren't they? Hey, I wonder where the men's department is in here.
Blast that guy at the information desk.
Okay. Say, information, could you direct me to the men's department?
Oh, yes. Well,
hurry up. It'll be gone before you find it. You know.
Let me see now. You wanted to know where the ladies' lingerie was.
Yes. No. The men's department. The men's department.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, perhaps you'd better ask at the information booth.
Yes. This is the information booth. Well, what do you think you're doing? The guy thinks he's selling kisses at a bazaar.
Well, I'm very sorry. See, I'm new at this job. Yeah. I used to be in the...
Oh, that must have been interesting work.
No, I hated it. Hmm? Now, the rug department that you were looking
look,
for is...
Look.
Yes.
Dunninger. Just tell me, where can I buy some men's shorts, socks, and T-shirts?
That's oh, all well, why didn't you say so? Yes. That would be in the men's department.
Well, I know that, but where is it?
Right where it's always been. Yeah. Oh, I'm so forgetful. You know, on my way to work, I drop breadcrumbs so I can find my way home at night. Now, let me see. You go up to
the... A like him would need something like that.
You go up to the... oh, dear. It's right here on the tip of my tongue.
Well, stick it out. I'll help you look for it. Never mind. I'll find a place myself.
Just a moment there. You can't walk out of me this way. I'll report you to the manager. I'm a customer in the store, and I demand service.
Oh, well, what are you going to... I'm the customer? Look, you're the one that works
oh,
here.
Oh, why do these stores hire such incompetent help? I'll have your job for this young man. Where is the store manager? Store manager! Store manager! Do come!
Probably find him in the back there with Chloe somewhere. There's nothing wrong with that guy, because his head keeps ignoring him, is all.
Well, come on. We'll find the men's department.
Oh, hey, Rod, look. There's that old gal who's always panhandling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a load of that old fur coat.
Yeah. I've seen more hair on bacon. Get a good grip on your wallet and let's go say hello to her. And don't get too close to that fur coat. I hear it bite. Hello, Polly.
Oh, hello, youngster. I thought for a minute you were Star Detective.
Yeah, we saw you shoplifting merchandise into your shopping bag.
Now, don't get me wrong, youngsters. I'm just exchanging some of the presents I shoplifted for Christmas.
Oh, now, come, you really wouldn't do anything dishonest, would you?
Well, Mr. Skelton, I do try to keep my feet on the straight and narrow path, but occasionally my hands reach out a little to each side. Say, I wanted to make an important phone call. Could either of you boys spare a slug?
No, here's a nickel. Here's a nickel.
Oh, thanks. Gee, I hate to put a good nickel in the phone. Well, I guess I could tie a string to it. Oh, you're very nice to me, Mr. Skelton. I'm going to send you a new wallet next Christmas.
Well, thanks. I like the one I have now.
Okay, I'll send you that.
Okay, give it back. Give it back.
All right, youngster. You make me feel like an amateur. Well, I've worked so hard.
Oh, now, don't cry. Take my handkerchief.
Thanks. I already did. Say, you wouldn't happen to have an old stale bagel on you, would you?
Hey, my ring is missing.
Your ring?
Oh, now, that's a shame. What did it look like, Buster? Huh?
Looked just like the one on your thumb.
Oh. Well, can I keep it for a few days? You can have it back just as soon as you redeem it from the pawnbroker.
Give him his ring back, Polly. Come on.
Oh, all right. Here you are, youngster.
Yeah, give him the stone, too. Here. And get your hands out of my pocket.
Well, I was just checking to see if you'd carelessly left anything laying around loose in there.
Let me ask you, were you really a silent picture star?
Oh, yeah, I was. Well, I once had 3 swimming pools in my backyard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, as soon as it gets dark on Saturday night, I have to use the neighbor's bird bath. Hey, buddy, you wouldn't happen to have a couple of old inner tubes on you, would you? My garters are sharp.
No, I don't have any inner tube.
Say, there's a man over there giving me the eye.
One of your old admirers?
No. The store detective. I better move on. My lease is up. See you around, Junkie.
Where to now, Red?
Well, I'm going over to this counter to see if I can buy some socks.
Okay, I'm going up the sporting goods department. I'm fresh out of tiddlywinks. I'm going to try and get some loaded tiddlies. Oh, look who's in the sporting goods department. That punchy ex-fighter, Cauliflower McPug. Hey, Cauliflower, what are you doing?
Hey, Ripley, what's the count, huh? What's the count? Yeah, don't throw in the towel yet. I can keep going for a couple more rounds, you know. I can go a little more.
Well, I'm not the referee. I'm Rod O'Connor.
Oh, you know me, huh?
Yeah.
You know me, huh? Mm-hmm. Hey, you didn't happen to see my fight at Bismol Beach last night, did you?
Well, no.
Well, that made 2 of us that missed it then. Well, I sure had that Beetle Punk Clancy belt baffled there for 3 rounds. He couldn't lay a glove on me. He couldn't lay a glove on me, and I was landing his feet all the time.
Well, you know, you ought to quit fighting.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to be like them other guys, you know. They stay in the ring so long they start hearing birds singing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you start hearing birds singing, you're gone, boy. You're gone. Birds and bells, they'll get you every time, you know. Where did you know me? My, what a beautiful canary. Listen.
Well, does your wife like you to fight?
Well, I'll turn the page and find out. Yeah, she liked to fight because she knows she can lick me, but that's because I ain't figured out her style yet, see? I mean, why don't we toss our little feathered friend some crumbs here?
Well, there's no bird around here.
What's doing that chirping? A mouse? You know something? My manager told me if Joe Lewis comes out of retirement, I might get a crack at him. Me fight Joe Lewis. How about that? Me fight Joe Lewis. Who's Joe Lewis, huh?
Well, how long have you been fighting, Cauliflower?
10 years. 10 years. I had 52 fights, all of them knockouts. I took the count on every one of them. I used to walk out, and the referee said, give him a clean fight. I said, you can count on me. He said, I intend to. They couldn't let them birds fly around loose in a store like that, you know. Answer the phone, will you? Pretty good fighter, you know? I'm pretty good fighter. Hey, look at my nose. Look at my nose from one fight I had. Look at my nose.
Boy, it's really mashed in between your eyes.
Well, that's my ear. My nose is on the side of my head. I was a great fighter, though. This was my stance. See, this was my stance. Not for long, but that was it. I wonder why that robin didn't go south with the rest of them birds.
You know, I think you've got a screw loose.
Huh?
I say, I think you've got a screw loose.
Loose? Your loose? Who's your loose?
Well, what are you doing here in the sporting goods department?
No,
do you work here?
No, I come in here to train. You hear that? You hear that?
What?
That bird just entered the phone. Hey, how about putting on the gloves? How about putting on the gloves and farting around with me a little bit, huh? How about farting around with me?
No, I'm getting out of here. I think I'm beginning to hear birds, too.
Well, I'm glad. For a minute, I thought I was going nuts. I gotta get home. I'm late. The 6 o'clock whistle just blew.
Gee, wonder where Skelton is. Oh, there he is in the music department.
What other Dave Rose albums do you have?
Here's a beautiful record that just came in of David Rose and his orchestra playing I Can Dream, can I?
Well, I wouldn't care to hear that.
What?
Go ahead, Dave.
Ladies, here's a brand new Tide Miracle. Now with Tide, you can get your wash really clean without rinsing. That's right. With Procter & Gamble's Tide, there's no need to rinse. Here's why. Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. When you wring or spin dry your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes are clean, white, fresh. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily, smell sweet and clean. Yes, clean. You know how clean Tide washes clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, try Tide without rinsing and compare the results. It's unbelievable how bright, fresh, and clean your clothes will be. And you save time and work. Why, you can cut your wash day work in half. So try it next wash day. Use Tide and get really clean clothes without rinsing.
Hey, Red. Hey, Red, have you finished your shopping?
No, I still got to buy myself some shorts.
Say, isn't that sales girl the old Southern Pride that used to be a waitress?
Yeah, how about that?
She looks a lot better. She's done something to her hair.
I think she traded in for a new model, if you ask me.
Well, hello, fellas. What's on your little old mind?
Well, nothing now. You all scared it away. Hey, don't they have any men sales clerks here?
Oh, sure. We got loads and loads of them. But what's wrong with me?
I ain't got the heart to answer.
Your uncle's here.
Oh, you're cute. Turnip green. Can I wait on you?
Well, yes, Jezebel. I would like some, I'd like some shorts.
What?
You know, underwear.
Oh, you mean drawers.
That was a Mason-Dixon line there.
Oh, goodness, how can you speak of such personal items on such short acquaintance? I hardly know you. Yankee, sure, I'm breathing.
Look, when you stop to catch your breath, I still would like to buy some shorts.
Color?
Purple.
Nylon or broad cloth?
Broad cloth, yeah.
Size?
36.
Inches or feet?
You pencil that in. Give it to me in yards, and I won't have to wear any pants.
Hey, do you think you have any shorts that would fit me?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. My sizes only go up to extra large. But you might try the drapery department. You want these shorts, Cat Tom?
Yeah.
Is this a charge?
No, I'll pay cash. Here's $5.
Cash? Panhandler must have been good today. Well, I'll get your change. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You know, she has a nice walk.
Yeah, she's very graceful the way she gets around on all fours.
Here she comes.
Yeah.
Now, here's your change. Now, let's see. You gave me $5 and your bill came to $4.98, and I used one penny for the gum I chewed up trying to figure out your bill.
Yeah. Well, you can keep the other penny. Just put it in that slot in your head, will you? Come on, let's go, Rod.
Oh, thank you kindly, fellas. Drop around and see little old me again.
Yeah, well, you just drop.
Come on, let's get out of here. Yeah. Did you get everything, Red?
Yeah, let's get going. Come on.
Hey, look at that jerk going around and around the revolving
That's
door.
That's really Lump Lump.
Well, I better go help him.
Well, look, I don't want to get mixed up with a guy. I'll go out the side exit and I'll meet you in the car.
Okay. Hey, Willie, why do you keep going around in that revolving door?
Well, let's not get nosy, bud. I've been trying to get through this door for the last 3 hours. There must be an end to it someplace.
Well, haven't you ever seen a revolving door before?
I've got news for you, Buster. Everything I see is revolving. Now stand back. I'm going into the store.
Hiya, Willie.
You move. Look, why don't you stop following me around, huh?
Look, I haven't moved, Willie. Yeah. You don't know how to go through one of those doors.
That's no door. That's an overgrown mix master. I didn't know better. I think I'd been drinking, and I do know better, and I have.
Look. Why don't you give up and go home?
That's no use. You know, my apartment house I live in got a door just like that. Just like, you know that I've never seen the inside of my house.
Well, I'd believe anything coming from you.
You would believe anything. You're the type that would. I knew that the minute I walked up there. But you don't look right to me, man. You just don't look right. That's all, no, sir. You just don't look right to me. I'm my day, but you just don't look right.
Now, look, let's not start that again.
Look, it's a free country. I can say anything I like. You just don't look right to me.
No matter how
I saw you.
Well, go take another spin through that door.
Hey, can you keep a secret?
Well, sure.
Don't spread this around.
No.
You just don't look right.
Cut it out, Willie. People are looking at
you. You probably don't look right to them either. I'm sorry I insulted you. How would I go across the street with me and join me in an olive or two?
I don't like olives.
You don't, huh?
No, I don't.
Well, neither do I, but I sure like that stuff you bob for, man.
Well, some other time.
I'll see you later. Well, I see my chauffeur has arrived. I'll see you later, boy. Coming, officer, coming.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Special offer from new Dream Shampoo with Beauty Conditioner. Dream Shampoo now contains a wonderful new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent that conditions your hair to natural softness and sheen. The makers of this new Dream are so sure you'll like it, they're paying you money just to try it. Right now, you can get a 49-cent bottle of new Dream in a special coupon carton worth 20 cents. Yes, you mail in the coupon and get back 20 cents in cash just for trying this wonderful new shampoo. This offer is good for a limited time only. So tomorrow, hurry to any cosmetic counter where they carry new Dream Shampoo with beauty conditioner.
Someone has said no man ever stands so straight as when he stoops to help a child. Behind this idea stands an organization, the Big Brothers of America, ready to bring a mature, intelligent, and well-rounded man into a personal relationship with a growing boy who might otherwise lose his way of life. A Big Brother, through affection, friendship, and guidance, helps the unhappy, maladjusted boy find the right road. Everyone can share in this work. Volunteer your services or your support now.
We wait, okay, boy, okay, David.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.